This is a waived parole hearing for William Taylor, ADC number 97410. Mr. Taylor is 71 years old, and he is serving 15 years for the crime of attempted molestation of a child, which is listed as dangerous crime against children. He has previously served a 10-year sentence for attempted molestation of a child, which was also a dangerous crime against children, and that sentence was expired. Mr. Taylor became eligible for parole on July 24th, 2011, and he at this time is being heard for 412A, home arrest or absolute discharge. The crime occurred in 1986 when he was 30 years old. He was convicted via plea agreement on April 20th, 1993 and sentenced on April 20th, 1993. His sentence begin date was January 23rd, 2004. There's no prior criminal history known. He has completed no programs in prison since 2008. He lists no release plans. This would be his 11th hearing before the board, with all previous appearances either refused to appear or denied. He has two major prison disciplines. His last discipline was a minor, and that occurred on April 13th, 2006 for disobeying an order. The crime Mr. Taylor is serving the sentence for is one where he abused his young stepdaughter over a long period of time. Mr. Taylor had been sentenced to lifetime probation for the offense that he is currently in prison. However, he was revoked on that probation. So the result is that when he is finished with this sentence, he will not have lifetime probation. Based on that, the fact that he will not have any supervision when he is released from this, I am not seeing him as a good candidate for parole. And would think that the best course of action for the state of Arizona and Mr. Taylor himself is to let him complete his full sentence rather than being paroled early. But that's listening input from fellow board members. All right. Hearing no other input, then I'm going to move to deny 412A. Parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge for Mr. William Taylor, 97410. And based on the date of the crime, 1986, I'm going to move to do a one-year set-off. And that is my motion, and I will discuss reasons after the vote.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones to deny the release type denied 412A, 411 home arrest. The reasons were trauma to the victim, age of the victim, victim harassment, repeat offender because this occurred over a lengthy period of time. I'm not going to say poor institutional behavior or recent discipline because it hasn't been since 2006. Definitely poor no release plan. He provided none. And there's no evidence of any family or community support system for Mr. Taylor. Those will be the reasons unless board members wish to add anything else for this offender. Okay, that concludes the hearing then for Mr. William Taylor, ADC number 97410.